There you are. Good evening. Well, this is probably a bit confusing, isn't it? No, human. You are very much alive. You are simply on the barriers that separate your reality with that of the dreamscape. I'm sure you've heard of lucid dreamers, where they can control the fabric of reality here in the dreamscape. You see, you have been having trouble falling asleep, so this little sand woman right here has come to your rescue. I'm here to help ease your mind and worries and put you to sleep. Yes, a sand woman. You didn't really think our kind were only men, did you? You know, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. That song. Yes, us sand women usually only come out for very special case by case scenarios in which our normal dream workers can't seem to get the job done. Oh yes, you are quite a special case, to say the least. You haven't had a good quality night's sleep in quite some time, it seems. These numbers are something else entirely. So, naturally, I've been assigned to your case to make sure you get a very, very long and relaxing deep sleep. Yes. You see, the dreamscape is a very special place. It is where all living beings come to dream. It is the world where time no longer matters that much. A world in which rest takes place, and where the dream become reality. It is also where we sand beings live, and without a constant stream of consciousness through the realm, we would cease our existence. As such, when humans or other beings capable of dreaming are unable to rest or sleep, they are unable to dream. And if they don't dream, well, our world would simply collapse, and no one would be capable of returning here. So, As you can see, we are sort of at a make or break scenario. Not to put any pressure on you, of course. Oh, no. No, please. It is okay, human. I'm not here to scare you or cause you any sort of distress. In the dreamscape, you are in complete control of, well, most aspects. It is partly why, in dreams, if you fall from a significant height, for example, we sort of have this emergency eject button. So, you can be sure that you are safe, and I'm not here to cause any nightmares, but merely as a spiritual aid of sound slumber and sleep. Yes. Now, are you comfortable at the moment? Is this current soundscape to your liking? You are capable of altering it, if you so desire. Perhaps the sounds of a forest. The soft sway of the tree. The chirping of birds in the distance, the soft crunching of leaves underneath your feet, maybe the soft chattering of wildlife in the distance too, and the bright, vibrant colors filling your mind and giving you a sense of tranquility. Or perhaps you'd rather trip down the ocean, maybe? The gentle crashing of the waves against the rocks and sand. The feeling of the warm sun radiating over you while you relax on a chair. And a vast and endless horizon right in front of you to look over as the crystal clear water refracts light back to you. Or maybe the sounds of a strong thunderstorm are more to your speed. The very distant crackling of thunder, followed by a spontaneous and unpredictable light show. As lightning dances beautifully across the darkened sky, the gentle pitter-patter of rain behind the window. Can you hear it? Perhaps the window is covered in that condensation from the warm drink you're holding as you snuggle deeper into your blanket. There are so many options, and the only limits you have is those of your own imagination. And once you decide on the dreamscape that calls out to you, it is time for you to get some rest. Let's find you a comfortable spot to relax. It could be on a couch, on a bed, or other soft, flat surface. It could be anything. The only thing that matters is that you're feeling comfortable. And from there on, I will be guiding you with my instructions to aid you in your descent into the dreamscape. Are you ready? Let's begin then. First, I want you to close your eyes. Feel as your chest slowly expands, breathing in deeply through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Holding it ever so briefly when you finally inhale or exhale. Yes, just like that. In through your nose and out from your mouth. Starting at the top of your head and face, I want you to hold it as tightly as you can during your inhale, holding it for a couple of seconds, and as you exhale, you very slowly relax your muscles, sinking deeper and deeper into relaxation. Ready? Now hold for 6, 5, 4, 3. And out. asleep in a way. Your mind beginning to empty and let go of the stress, anxiety, and any bad or negative thoughts. Try focusing on my voice and my voice only. Now we'll do the same thing for your upper body, the muscles in your back, your chest, your arms, down to your hands, everything. Feel the tension build like a volcano about to erupt. Imagine you're a dragon with a roaring heart deep in your chest. Yes, taking deep breaths and keep exhaling till there's nothing left in your lungs, like you're breathing fire. Let me help you. Now hold 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Do you feel it? Feel as the flames from your breath linger and flow around you slowly, like that of a blanket. It's warm and cozy, but not too warm. We wouldn't want you being uncomfortable now, would we? Tell me, do you feel the last of your thoughts leaving you as you drift deeper and deeper into dreamscape around you? We're almost done. There is one more part before you are fully relaxed. The lower of your body. And once more, but now from the bottom of your toes up to your hips, feel your energy slowly coiling and tensing every muscle up, like you are about to do 100-yard sprint. You can feel your heart thumping in your ears. And the build up as you take a deep inhale, filling yourself with oxygen. Ready Feel your chest slowly rise and fall as you inhale and exhale slowly and evenly. Tell me, human, do you feel more at ease now? From what I can tell, you are in prime sleeping condition now. Your breathing is nice and even. And do you feel as if you're ready to rest? Finally. I see. Not quite there, it seems. Well, would you be more comfortable if you felt a presence with you as you drifted off? Alright, if that is what it will take for you to finally fall asleep, then... I'm here for you. Human. Is it okay if I touched your head and face? Tell me something. When you find yourself staring off into space, or when you try to rest your head for the evening, what wonder or exciting thoughts travel through this mind? Are they memories of a time long past? Or maybe those are thoughts of a distant and far off place you wish to visit? Or perhaps tales as old as time, playing on repeat? Or are you dreaming of things yet to come? Those prophetic interpretations of what will or will not come to pass? Whatever it is that you dream of, you should know that I will be here with you to help guide and protect your dreams this evening, no matter how big or small they may be. Because it's important to do just that. Dream. Dream of what you truly want. And never let go of that feeling and emotion. Not even for a second. Don't let the sand fall for nothing. Sweet.